Blog Talk Radio.
I'm feeling like so free, a new dimension of living, can't let nobody take that from me. Since you came and raised me with new abilities, renewed my mind, released me from the bondage of unbelief and insecurity. And now my life, it brings new opportunity, and I'm taking out the time to reflect on these wonderful things. You didn't have to care for me and bring to my attention all of the possibilities. A living free in you could bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity. No more back in the days when I was young and not a kid anymore. Put away all the toys and games, and now I'm living true life. This is paradise, and there's nothing that can make me change my mind. Turn away my dark nights, no more cloudy skies. Now I can focus on your plans for my life. Is that right? You got me so high, it's like a mole cloud nine. I'm loving this life in you. Gotta run this race, no turning, no waste. And I'm here to stay. Now you appreciate all the time you take out to show me you really do care. Because you bled for me and gave me relief. It's time to receive everything that life can bring. No, you didn't have to care for me and bring to my attention all of the possibilities of living free in you can bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity.
Hallelujah. Now turn into Divine One, EMG. We in the building, definitely. Amen. That was Pastor AP, Alan Perkins. Definitely make sure you go out and cop that album. cop that album, definitely. Music Book, amen, is available on Amazon, CD Baby, all your retailers, amen. And, you know, Pastor AP, he's an honorable man of God, amen, awesome vessel, man, an anointed voice, amen. So definitely support that project, amen. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shortly we should be joined by the CEO of Divine One shortly. Just call.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Prophet?
Amen. I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. How about you, man of God?
Man, you know how we roll, amen. All things God, amen, amen. I'm going to let you just go ahead and open us in prayer. Prophet, go ahead at this time.
Oh, praise God. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Father, God, for everything that you're doing for us, God, we thank you for everything that you're going to do for us, oh, Lord God, Jesus. God, right now, God, we just ask you, oh, Lord God, Jesus, to search us out, God. Examine our hearts, oh, Lord God, Father.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins, all our trespasses, and all our iniquities, oh, Lord God, Father.
Yes, God.
God, right now, God, I come to you, oh, Lord God, Jesus, not knowing nothing, oh, Lord God, Jesus. I come to you, oh, Lord God, Jesus, right now, Lord God, Jesus, with blind folds on my eyes, oh, Lord God, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, Jesus, to lead the way and guide my mouth on tonight, to guide a faith walk of mouth on tonight, God. We come to
God.
We come to you as blacks and backs in the daytime, oh, Lord God, Jesus, not able to see anything, oh, Lord God, Father.
Hallelujah.
To lead us, oh, Lord God, guide us, oh, Lord God, guide our tongue, oh, Lord God, make everything be like-minded tonight, oh, Lord God, Jesus, put everything on one accord, oh, Lord God, Jesus, we count
all God. The Hallelujah.
So, God, we just thank you, God. We praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the church and let someone say amen.
Amen. Amen. We bless God on tonight, amen. We bless God, amen. And we have all things. This ain't no script, amen. This is brought to you courtesy of the Holy Ghost, amen. I'm sitting here with the Bible open, amen. I'm just going to read this scripture, and we're just going to let God have his way, amen. We're just going to flow, amen. Hallelujah, God. But it says in Ecclesiastes, Chapter 7, hallelujah, it says in verse 1, it says, a good name is better than precious ointment in the day of death than the day of one's birth. Mm. Hallelujah, we just going to go line upon line, precept upon precept. So I think with the word of God is saying, a good name, amen, there's no name greater than the name of God, the name of Jesus Christ. It is better than precious ointment, amen. And it's the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better for us to die to the things of this world. It's better for us to die to our sinful flesh, our sinful nature, and come alive to God. It's better the day of death than the day of one's birth. Because, see, when we put our sins, sinful flesh, amen, when we put that to death and come alive to God, man, that's so good. You know what I'm saying? But when we are born into this world, we're born into our sinful nature. So how do you feel about that, Prophet?
Man, you're so right, man. You know, I'm just going through so many valleys, man, in life. You know, man, it's so key, man, that God name be glorified, man, in everything that we do, man, because even Paul himself said, if, you know, if he boasts, you know, let him boast in his weakness, you know. Let him boast in his infirmities, man. So, you know, man, I just back you up, man, on that, man, just and confirm, man, that God should be glorified and gave all the honor, man, and holiness is so important, man, and, you know, man, holiness is very important, man, and, you know, man, you know, I agree with you, man, I got.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It says in verse 2, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Amen. It says better to go to the house of mourning. So it said it's better to go to those who are gathered, who are going through an emotional state as a result of one physical death. My God. And see, so now God is dealing with us dying still. We're still dying. And then you're identifying yourself with people who are going through that voice, through that verbal communication of they're releasing something to the atmosphere. Why we got to be around these people? The Bible says that it's better for us to learn through the suffering of others. See, it's through the suffering, amen, we're able to be identified the resurrection power of Christ. It's through suffering. It's through suffering and persecution. Go ahead, man of God. I feel you.
Amen. Amen. I just was confirming with you, man of God. That's so true, man of God.
Amen. So through the suffering and persecution of God, let me tell you something. When you suffer for righteousness' sake, the Bible says you'll be blessed a hundredfold.
Amen.
You'll be blessed a hundredfold when you suffer for righteousness' sake. When you're persecuted, the Lord Jesus Christ said, it's so were the prophets that were before you. So were the prophets that were before you, amen. So when folk talk about you, amen, when folk for despitefully use you, amen, that just shows you that your promise is on the way.
Amen.
That just shows you that your promise is on the way. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. I recently had to be delivered from people. I'm talking about delivered from people. Delivered from people. See, worrying about what people say, worrying about what people do, worrying about how it's going to work out for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes you got to just humble yourself even when you know a person wrong. It's
mm-hmm.
not, see, God said, because the level I call you to, because the level I call you to, and I was just sharing this earlier a couple of days ago, man, because when God calls you to a high level, you have no business coming down off that mountain for anybody, regardless if they're doing wrong.
Amen.
And see, Moses was on the mountain of God, amen, with God. He come down, he found the people doing foolishness. They were adultery and idol adultery. They were doing a worship that was different, that was valid to the things of God. And so, you know what I mean, just tackling on that, man. But how do you, man, prophet, what do we do, man, to make sure that our worship, because I feel like it's going toward the area of worship, what do we do to keep our worship for real?
What we do to keep our worship for real, man, we have to always walk in sincerity. We have to always walk into the sincerity of truth. You see what I'm saying? We have to walk into the sincerity of the truth to be real with ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, the Bible says that they worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, we have to, man, like I always tell people, man, it's power in confession. It's power in confessing. It's power in confessing. And being real with yourself, you see what I'm saying? You have so many people, man, for a prophet, you know, you have so many people, man, that they're drawing themselves up like they boo-boo don't stink. You see what I'm saying?
They're drawing themselves up like
they boo-boo don't stink, when really that they can't see upon themselves. They can't see themselves. You see what I'm saying? Them themselves are so blind, you see what I'm saying, that they can't see themselves because they're focused on everybody else's boo-boo to what they can't see their own boo-boo. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, man, it's just so important, man, that we be truthful with self and not hide self. You see what I'm saying? Because the Bible say that the man that, in Proverbs, they say that a man that cover up his sin should not prosper. You see what I'm saying? See, cover up your sin. If you're trying to cover up the things that you do, see, you can't prosper like that. Proverbs says, Solomon told us in Proverbs, we can't prosper like that. But they say that, but the man that confesses, the man that turns, you see what I'm saying? The man that turns, he should receive mercy. You see what I'm saying, man? So it's just so important, man, that we walk into sincerity, man, of truth, man, being truthful with ourselves, man, being truthful with ourselves, man, evaluating ourselves, man, examining ourselves, man, make sure ourselves are not judging other people. You see what I'm saying? Because you can't forget people, they forget where they came from, man. They forget where they came from, and they forget where they came from, and they get a little God in them. You see what I'm saying? They get a little God in them, and they put up this persona, or they try to walk this big walk like they better than everybody that's among them. You see what I'm saying? But see, that's not God. You're not truly operating in God's love. You see what I'm saying? Because God's love, the true love of God, God don't boast. You see what I'm saying? God is a humble God. God don't boast. If God put himself in the servant position, that means us humans, we shouldn't walk up with our nose stuck up like we're better than everybody. You see what I'm saying? Just because we got to be hard in us. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, man, that's my outlook on that, prophet. You know, man, if people want their worship to stay real, they have to be truthful with themselves, and they have to be truthful with the people that's among them. Because if you live in a lie, among the people. How you gonna keep your worship real if you can't tell on yourself? If you can't call out your own flaws, if you can't be truthful to your own flaws, if you can't put your own flaws on the table, you see what I'm saying? If you can't recognize your own flaws, how can you stay in true worship? How can you yourself be true? How can you walk in sincerity of truth? You see what I'm saying? It can't be no sincerity in your truth if you yourself, if you can't put your own flaws on the table, if you can't call your own flaws out, if you don't want to acknowledge your own flaws, but you just want to put up this big act like you perfect, I like you know it all, I like that you have everything together. When we all blind, my brother, this is a process walk. We all blind, my brother. We all trying to come into to the more knowledge of Jesus Christ, to the more truth of Jesus Christ. We all looking for revelation knowledge for to come down. You see what I'm saying? This is a process walk. You see what I'm saying? And no one should, you know, indulge in sin or practice sin. You know, we all should practice to live holy. We should all put it in
That's
a practice.
Right.
But what we should never do, we should never hold people, man, to their mistakes, man. You see what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
We should never hold people to their mistakes, man. We should never hold people to their mistakes. We should never, if we all brothers and we all sisters, you know, and we all in one body, why are we talking about one another? You see what I'm saying? Why are we even allowing others to even place their mouth on someone? You see what I'm saying? Because a true brother and true sister, if that's just like me, Faith. If we was on tonight on the radio station, and I was to go in, and you know, and start talking with someone, we need to be the type of Christian man that step up and say, hey, look, man, you know, we know that ain't right. You know, hey, yeah, that brother, he was wrong for doing that. Hey, but man, you know, let's pray for that brother. You know, man, let's pray that God deliver that brother. Let's pray that God deliver. I mean, bring that brother out. Let's speak those things as they were for that brother. Let's speak life to that brother. Life. You see what I'm saying? Not hold that brother accountable to his mistakes, because if God can forgive us, my brother, and say that it goes to the east and the west, and he will never bring it back up again, why is us as Christians bringing people mistakes back up? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When love keeps no record of wrongdoing, if you truly love your brother, you see what I'm saying? Why are you keeping the record of his wrongdoing? Why are you keeping the record of the things that he do wrong? If saints really love each other in the church, you know, why the prophet is talking about, such and such husband, or why the prophet is talking about such and such wife, or why the prophet is talking about this, they ain't doing this right, they ain't doing this right, or why the prophet saying this, they ain't doing this right. You know, man, get on your knees and pray for people, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah. And that is so key, man, in this hour, man. I mean, that's one thing that I had to learn, man. And I mean, it just so key, man, in this hour, man, and that we just continue to do the work of God, man. And you can't have true worship, man, when you got a lot of stuff like that just cluttering and clogging the flow of God up, man. You know what I'm saying? We need to be more supportive of one another. But we have this military. See, a lot of things, and I think we was talking about this, amen, earlier, man. It's just that, man, the gospel industry, the whole movement of the word going forward has become entertainment. Everybody's always trying to promote themselves. Everybody's not only trying to promote themselves, they're trying to build them. See, Jesus made himself of no reputation. He didn't even want to be known. He didn't even want to be known. His brothers and sisters said, man, why don't you show yourself if you the Messiah, you the one. He said, man, go. His mama tell him, show yourself. He didn't even want to show himself, man. He wanted to stay in position into the plan of God. See, Jesus had made himself of no reputation. He wanted to stay in the will of God. He wanted to stay connected to God. He didn't want to get out of line. He didn't want to get out of the purpose of God. Because if he got out of the purpose of God and exalt himself, he'd have missed it. He'd have missed it. If he'd have went forth doing miracles before it was even his season, he'd have missed the cross. He'd have missed the cross. You see what I'm saying? See, everything is for an appointed time. That's what Habakkuk 2, it said the vision's for an appointed time. It should not tarry. But many of us will get a vision, and we want to run that thing out now. Tommy, write the vision down. We're trying to walk it out. And God said it's for an appointed time. It's for an appointed time. Hallelujah. So that's what we got to learn to walk in. And just touching on the worship experience, see, we have to have a true worship experience. A true worship experience. I'm talking about when you've been broken. I'm talking about when you've been broken, crushed, when you've been to that low place. God will build you back up through your worship. Your worship is what frees you. See, your connection with God, that will release a high dimensional worship experience. Worship experience. See, not everybody can have a worship experience.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? A true worship experience. You know
Amen.
What I'm saying? Without no music playing. No
Amen.
Drama today.
Amen.
That's all right. I can still worship. No keyboard. I can still worship. Because you should always have a hallelujah in your soul. You should
Amen.
Always have a rejoice in your soul. You should always have a shabbat in your soul. You should always be ready to get low for God. Get low for God. You see, my God. It says, David said, he said, amen, to see thy power as I've seen it in the sanctuary. To see thy power as I've seen it in the sanctuary. God wants to make us to be a sanctuary. So if I'm a sanctuary, I should have worship ready to go. Worship should be
Amen.
On deck. Worship
Amen.
Should be ready to go. But we focus. We come into the house of God, and I'm going to let you flow. It's that we worry about what people are seeing us. We're looking around in church. Who going to see me? Who going to see me? You know what I'm saying? We can't come to God like that, man. We got to come as broken vessels, say, God, I need you. It's not my mother, father, sister, brother, but it's me standing in need of prayer. God, I need more of you. I'm not content where I'm at. It's like the prophet said, you're not acting like you know it all. You can't come to God like that because the knowledge and wisdom of God will be cut off to you. You can't come to God like you know it all.
Amen.
You never come to God like that. So just building with you, man, on that, man. You go ahead and flow, prophet.
Yeah, man, just, you know, Everything that you tapped into, man, like when you said that, like when you were saying like man of God, when you were saying like true worship comes from that broken place. See, you got things now, man, that nobody don't want to go through anything anymore, man of God. Nobody don't want to go through anything anymore. You see, everybody want to deviate from their valley. You see what I'm saying? You can't deviate from God's plan, because whatever God has you to go through, is you have to go through it. See, what people have to understand, man of God, that the more that they put themselves in a way and the more that they deviate from God's plans, they find their life going in circles. They find their life going in circles. It's like that you're never coming out the valley. It's like that you always find yourself in that same valley because you never stay still long enough to go through the valley. You see what I'm saying? People have to go through their valleys without deviating. You can't try to do things. You can't, man, in this day, and then this hour, man, like what we were talking about earlier, man of God, you have a microwave generation, and everybody wants everything so quick. They want it warmed up like the microwave. You see what I'm saying? They want the blessing to come. They want the blessing to come through quick. They want to live their life off prophets. You know, everybody is waiting on the word from the prophet of God. Everybody want to hear a prophecy. You know, everybody want to live their life off of prophecy. But God said, seek ye first my kingdom and my righteousness and all things.
Jesus,
God said that men are the afflictions of the righteous, but he should deliver from them all. God said that all the bad works out for the good for those who are called. You see what I'm saying? For those who are called according to his purpose. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, man of God, it's like, you know, that God said that nothing can separate you from my love. You know, nothing. What can separate me from the love of God? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, man of God, I just encourage people tonight to not deviate from God's plan. You know, whatever valley that you're in right now, go through that valley. Walk through that valley, because this walk is an endurance walk. Don't let that thing that looked like that it was a setback, that sin that you might have done, that what you might have felt like, that God just have set you back for a major comeback. See, the people around you, they might not understand. The people around you, they might maybe judge you and say, oh, he's dead. He's a false prophet. He's dead. But see, God is in control and God is running everything. You see what I'm saying? The Bible says that a righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. Paul said that I have not perfected or attained this thing, but I press forward. I press forward, leaving those old things behind. I press forward. We have to focus on the prize, and that prize in my eyes that God told me, that prize is eternal life. You see what I'm saying? That prize is eternal life. Keep your mind on eternal life. Keep your heart on eternal life. You see what I'm saying? Because eternal life, that's the key. That's the thing that you want to tap to see. What people have to understand, man of God, that this path is narrow. This is a narrow path. This is a narrow path, and on the fruit is going to make it in. You see what I'm saying? So this path is narrow, so we don't have time to deviate from God's plan. whatever God has for you to go through, saints, we have to go through it knowing that God runs everything. We have to go through knowing that God is the Alpha and the Omega. See, the Bible said that God is the Alpha and the Omega. That means that he's the beginning and the end. The Bible said that on the seventh day, God rests. So that means if God rests on the seventh day, that means everything is already done. Everything is already done. God has already worked everything out. God is, your blessing is on the way. Your blessing is right around the corner. But see, the thing is that we can't look at God for an ATM machine. We can't look for God for the Cadillac, nice rims on there. We can't look for God for the material things, for the new house. I want a wife. God, send me a husband. Lord, only if I had a husband, I won't be going through this. Lord, only if I had a wife, I wouldn't be going through this. Go through what you need to go through. Don't deviate from God's plan. What God has for you, no man can stop. What God has for you, no man can take. You know, like a good brother of mine always says that it's always a ram behind the bush, and us saints, that we have to believe that, and we have to just really have to live by faith, man. Man, in this hour, man, to tap into the things of God and to really see God move, we have to go through the valleys that we go through without murmuring, without complaining. We have to endure some things. We have to let God place the patience in us that he wants to place in us, because patience is a virtue. And when patience, it can make you or break you. And if you can't wait on the things of God, you will step in the way and you will delay your blessing. Your blessing won't be denied, but you will delay your blessing. But I don't know how many folks out there, I don't know if you tired, but I'm tired of my blessings being delayed, and I'm a prophet of God. As me as a prophet of God, as many times that I stepped in God's way trying to figure this thing out, because I believe that I know that I'm a prophet, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that. I just encourage the folks out there tonight that go through your valley. Go through your valley. Don't deviate from your valley. And don't, man, the enemy, he will form himself up as a form of an angel. He will send people in your life. They say they sent from God. They say they this. They say they that. They say they this. Don't allow people to be a crutch in your life, saints. Don't allow people to be your crutch in your life, saints, because it will come to a point. It will come to a point of time, saints, that you got so many crutches in your life that God himself have to start kicking boogers off. He'll have to start kicking boogers off. He'll have to start removing all your crutches so he can really bring your life of a form to teach you how to truly rely on him. You see what I'm saying? See, God have man fall right in front of you, saints, because you putting so much trust in man. So God will show you how much they boo-boo stink for you to put your eyes back on him. Take your eyes off people, saints. You know, but I'm going to teach you, man of God.
Yeah. And it's so true. You can't, and I'm just going to flow in what you say, man. It's just so key what the Lord was just speaking to me today. It's just about, you know, people like to put qualifications on the anointing. Oh, come on, somebody. They try to put qualifications on the anointing of God. The anointing of God, it doesn't come with educational background. You understand what I'm saying? People don't want to get this thing straight from the throne room. You know, if you're not birthed out by that spirit of truth, if you're not sent by God. You're not sent by God. You understand what I'm saying? It's a spirit of Nicodemus that has penetrated, I'm talking about, it just penetrated the lives of so many people, that spirit of Nicodemus. You understand what I'm saying? They care about the outward appearance, but Jesus said, in the inward, you're full of dead man bones. You're full of dead man bones. They care about sitting in Moses' seats. They care about, you know what I'm saying? That's what they care about. They care about the show. They care about the show, the star of the show. They care about conferences. They care about the things that puff them up, self-exaltation. They care about those things. You understand what I'm saying? But we got, it's just like when God revealed to me, man, he said, man, you got to tell them just like I tell them. He said, man, if you can't understand earthly things, how in the world are you going to understand if I tell you things that are spirit? You understand what I'm saying? Because if you can't get the natural things, if I tell you some spiritual stuff down from heaven, man, that thing will shift you to a level that you ain't prepared to walk through. That thing will shift you to a level that you ain't able to handle. You understand what I'm saying? We often talk about lions, tigers, and bears. But we, you know what I'm saying? We just escaped the lions, tigers, and bears. Ain't ready for the giant. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, hallelujah, Jesus, we get before the giant and we thinking that, yeah, I'm killing giant. You ain't killing giant. God just anointed the slingshot, praise God. Hallelujah. It was not Moses, amen. It was not Moses. It was the rod of God that parted the Red Sea. Hallelujah. But the people, when it came time, they had the heart to complain to God, so they was ready to stone Moses. They blamed Moses. It's you, Moses. No, it blamed Moses. See, a lot of them got that Nicodemus spirit. It want to understand the things of God. It wants to. I'm qualified for God. Come in, God said, man, qualified. That's not even a language I use in my word. That's one of y'all words. That ain't a kingdom tongue word. Mm. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so that's the thing we need to realize in this hour, man. But that God is trying to birth us out into a level that is just going to elevate others, man. Me and the man of God, the prophet, man, we always talk about, man, the life you live is not about you. It's about you doing this for somebody else. It's about the next generation that's coming behind you. It's not about you. It's not about you. You understand what I'm saying? If it was about you, you would have died on the cross. But you ain't God.
In this hour, man of God, you have so much false anointing going on, man. You have a lot of false anointed folks that's they want to be anointed so bad, you know, and they want to understand the things of God so early, man. They want to understand the things of God so early, man. When the prophet Elijah, he came out of nowhere, man of God. He came out of nowhere, man of God. See, you can't want to understand the things of God so early before your time. God don't work. Even the prophet Elijah sat up under the tree and wanted to kill himself. You see what I'm saying? This walk is not a quick fix.
That's right. You can't
get a quick fix in this walk. You're not gonna come into this walk knowing everything so early, knowing everything so fast. God doesn't work like that. You see what I'm saying? God has to take time to download things into you. You see what I'm saying? I just encourage the people on tonight to allow yourself to walk blind with God. You see what I'm saying? Allow yourself to walk blind with God. And when I say blind, I don't say that in a foolish way. I say it from a spiritual aspect. If anybody out there spiritual and they're listening, when you walk with God, man, walk blind. And when I say walk blind, allow God to drive you. Allow God to take you everywhere where you need to go. Me and the man of God, the prophet, man, I have been through many things in my life, man. Man, I have been through many things in my life, man. God just brought me out of a deep valley, man. God just brought me out of a deep valley, and I speak words of wisdom from the valley that God has brought me from, man. Don't deviate from your valley, man. The valley that God has you to go through. Don't deviate from your valley. Keep going through your valley, because if you keep going through your valley, that is where the glory of God is at in your life. That is where your anointing is at. Your anointing is in your valley. Don't try to hop the skip. Don't try to place yourself to where you want to be so fast. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to be a bunny rabbit. You don't want to be a rabbit that's trying to beat a turtle. You don't want to be a rabbit that's trying to beat a turtle. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to look at it because, see, when we in love and we moving on one accord and we're in one body, you don't want to look at the people around you like turtles. You see what I'm saying? And you want to be the rabbit that do circles around them to make it seem like you the big dog. You on top of everybody. That is what the love of God is not in that. The love of God is not about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, I just encourage the people tonight, man, that don't deviate from your valley, because if you deviate from your valley, like I was saying earlier, you find your life in circles. You find yourself not going nowhere in God. You find yourself not really maturing in God. You see what I'm saying? See, it's different strokes from different folks. So you don't want to compare your life to somebody else's life. You see, because what worked for somebody else and what God did for somebody else, it might not work for you like that. You know, it might not work for you like that. That's just like when it comes from the streets with people selling dope. You see what I'm saying? You got the little boys, the teenagers, they they growing up and they see the big time dope boys, they on rims, they on 24/7. See, the grace and mercy make be covering them that long for them to do what they do. But hey, as soon as you tried, the first time you tried, you doing life in prison. The first time you tried, you dead. You see what I'm saying? Now you've been left. See, God is going to be merciful who he wants to be merciful. He's going to be compassionate on who he's want to compassionate. So this is not the hour, folks. This is not the hour to play with God. This is not the hour to deactivate from your valley. This is not the hour to deviate from your valley. This is the hour to go through any suffering that God has you to go through, because one of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. One of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. People have to understand when the moment that you accept Christ into your life, you have took on suffering. You have inherited suffering. You have took on the DNA of suffering. You see what I'm saying? So I just encourage the saints, man, to keep your mouth off people, man. Keep your, man, you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption of the flesh, man. Keep your mouth off people, man, because those will be the same people that God will bring you back to. Those will be the same people that you have to humble yourself, and God will bring you back to for their help. You will be needing their help. You will find yourself all over again, like I said, deviating from the valley, putting yourself on leaders. You got so many people in churches, in churches all across the world, they want to tell the leader what to do. They want to run the leader. You see what I'm saying? They want to tell the leader what to do. They want to run the leader. They want to tell the leader this, and they want to tell the leader that, and they think they more anointed than the leader. They think that they know more than the leader. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you flow, Pop. You go ahead.
Man, it's so key in this hour. I mean, and that's that Absalom spirit. Hallelujah. That's that Absalom spirit, amen. Absalom, he was young, handsome, amen. Had the looks, amen, but didn't have the anointing. Didn't have the anointing, amen. David had the anointing, amen. So the man of God, the prophet of God, he was on the ropes, amen. He left the castle, amen. Absalom took the castle, made a mockery out of the things that which God had allowed the prophet of God to build. He, you know what I'm saying? He slept with his father's concubine in front of Israel on top of the kingdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he began to do that and pervert the things of God while God was just pouring in to the old wise prophet, amen. Pouring in to David, amen. Amen. And God moved on his behalf, amen. God moved on his behalf. So many people, amen, in this hour, think they know so much more than the leader, amen. See, it's the order of God, amen. It's the order of God. But the thing is, we're not being taught sound doctrine. So many people are falling into doctrines of devils. So many people are falling into the doctrine of devils, seducing spirits, amen, not recognizing they're being used as the enemy, amen, not having enough Holy Ghost to know when Satan is using their own flesh to come against a plan of God, a vision of God, a move of God. They're not remaining tuned into the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You see how two prophets of God could get on the line, amen, and flow by the anointing, to flow by the Spirit? That's because the Bible said iron sharpens iron, amen. Wood don't sharpen iron, amen. So it's about knowing the people that you're connected with, amen. But you know what? Even as the prophet is over Divine One, and I'm over a CEO of EMG, amen, but I submit to Divine One as his vision, as his president. But amen. So you understand what I'm saying? I submit to that. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know who I am in God, and I know who he is in God. It doesn't mean I'm weaker. It doesn't mean he's bigger. That means we know how to flow on one accord to get the plan of God done. To get the plan of God done. So if the enemy, if he could destroy the unity, he could destroy the power of God in your ministry. He could destroy the power of God in your house. He could destroy the power of God being released on your children. He could destroy the power of God manifesting in your outreach or your missionary work or however God sees fit. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the enemy wants to do in this hour. You understand what I'm saying? But God is raising up a generation of army, amen, an army of believers, amen, who will hate sin, who will stand on God's word, who will boldly declare that, my God, he is holy, he is just, and he has set us apart for his exclusive use. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what the people that God is raising up in this hour, who will not, like the prophet said, deviate from the word of God, who will be like Job and eschew evil, be upright. Hallelujah. We'll not care about losing all for following Christ. Amen. My God, the apostle said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is the gain. Folk don't want to die. The prophet just tell you about suffering. People don't want to die. They don't want to die to self. Amen. They're like this microwave generation. They think, I got it all figured out. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. A person could be 70, 80 years old and be 15 in the spirit.
Amen.
We like to apply the natural things of God. We like to apply the natural things to God. We like to apply the natural things to God. And God said, I ain't in that. He said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts higher than your thoughts. He said, man, you really don't know who I am. God said, for folk to quit deceiving themselves in this hour. Quit deceiving yourselves, amen. Hallelujah. We must become fools in this hour for his sake, to win him, hallelujah. It's the hour to seek him, hallelujah. 347, thank you, Holy Ghost. 347-945-5416. 347, hallelujah, 945-5416. For those of you who are listening online, smartphones, amen, tablets, amen, airports, all around the world, all around the country, amen. This is sponsored to you by On the Spot Nathan, also Divine One EMG. We are in the building, joined by the CEO of Divine One, amen, and also the president, myself, amen. We are here in the building, amen. Prophets of God, amen. You call in, you press 1, amen. If you're being blessed, amen. If you just want to listen, just kick back and allow the Spirit of the Lord just to minister to you. But go ahead, prophet.
Amen, man. You hit so many buttons, man. And you know, man, just as me being a prophet of God, man. You know, man, I just share my story, man, with my life, man. It's man. As one thing, man, that I tell people, man, as you being a prophet, man, you gonna go through some things because see, God has to strip you butt, boot, and naked. I mean, God. God has to bring you so low and take you through so much suffering. God has to expose every sin that's in your flesh. Everything that's wrong about you, about sin, God has to expose it to you and get it up out you because, see, prophets of God live holy. You see what I'm saying? See,
that's right.
I gave my brother a revelation when we was out of town. I said that, how can the people ever resist? How can you quote the scripture, resist the devil and he shall flee? But if the devil ain't never been on your bike, how you going to resist him? If the devil ain't never been in your room, how you going to resist him? If the devil ain't never been in the corner, I had you picked up in the corner, how would you know on how to resist the enemy? You see what I'm saying? So as I say this, man, I say this toward the people. See, you can't get so wrapped up to where you're looking at people's sin and the things that people have done and people falling short and people's shortcomings. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, God is the keeper. You see what I'm saying? God is the keeper. God is the one who keeps us. God is the one who keeps us. God is the one who keeps us. Everyone on the phone tonight, think about your life. Think about the times you did fail short. Think about the times that you deviated and the plans that you deviated and how God allowed you to fall. See, it was only God that allowed you to fall because if you didn't fall and if you didn't be set back, how would you have that major comeback? How would you be able to come back so strong? How would you able to tap into that new level of anointing? How would you be able to go into that new dimension? See, that fall took you to that level of anointing because you got power out of that. You got power out of that. You see what I'm saying? You got discernment out that fall. You see what I'm saying? So we can't get in an hour, man, to where the Bible said that all scriptures are used for edification. Okay, if all scriptures are used for edification and Jesus himself died on the cross for our sins, and the Bible said that it pleased God to bruise his own son. The Bible said that it pleased God to bruise his own son. That means God will have our situation no other way. God will have our situation no other way. If it pleased God to bruise his own son, you see what I'm saying? If it pleased God to bruise his own son, the Bible said that the man who knew no sin became sin, that we should get right with him. That we should get right with him. You see what I'm saying? So you got so many, man. When we in this thing together and we trying to live this thing right and we trying to walk this thing out, man, we should be being accountable, man, one to another. We should be being accountable one to another, not slandering one another's name, man, reminding one another of our sins, acting like we're better than one another, acting like God is going to bless somebody over the next. No, that's not God. God don't. If you're in this, you got so many leaders. You got so many leaders and you got so many, my church better than this church. And, my church anointed than this church. I'm more anointed than him. She is more anointed than him. She ain't doing it. oh, and he ain't doing this right. Oh, and I can do this better than him. And I, man, Christ didn't come like that. Christ didn't talk like that. You see what I'm saying?
That's
the
right.
Bible said Christ humbled himself and placed himself in a servant position. You see what I'm saying? This man humbled himself and placed himself in a servant position. This man took off his garment and laid it on his knee and got down and washed his disciples' feet. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? So it's like, man, in this hour, people, man, they say that they're humble. They say that they're humble. They say they're humble. They say that they're humble. But if you was humble,
Hello.
Talk about your brother. You see what I'm saying? If you was humble, you wouldn't think that you know more than your leader. You would submit yourself up under your leader. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you was humble, you would wait on the things of God, and you won't deviate from God's plan. If you was humble, you would walk in humility. You would walk in meekness. If you was humble, you wouldn't play tick for tack. You see what I'm saying? You wouldn't do evil for evil. You would overlook evil by doing good. You see what I'm saying? If you was humble, you see what I'm saying? You would wait on God. You would truly wait on God. You would truly wait on God. You won't put yourself in front of God. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
You wouldn't put yourself in the mind frame that you knew everything, that you had it all together. You see what I'm saying? Because we can't see the people of God, man. They're forgetting where they came from, man of God. They're like they ain't never sinned in their life. They're forgetting where they came from, man. See, when you think like that and you walk like that and you move like that, see, God'll set you up and he'll make you fall. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God will set you up and he'll make you fall. He'll allow you to fall. He'll set you up and he'll make you to fall because, see, you're getting pride. You're getting prideful.
Yeah.
You're getting prideful. See, the main people talk about pride, them the main people that got the pride issue. The main people that try to, you talk about so much pride and how you not prideful and such and such and this, that, and this, and that. You got the pride issue going on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to let you flow, man of God.
Man, hallelujah. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. Definitely have Prophet Benson in the building. Amen. Also, your very own Prophet Faith Walker in the building, man. We just here flowing by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Here on your Saturday night. Hope you had an awesome Sabbath rest. Amen. But we're going to manifest the Sabbath every day of the week. Amen. So we're just going to continue to flow. Amen. But Jesus said to the woman, chapter 4 of John, in verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Man, Jesus Christ said, if you knew the gift of God. See, a lot of us, we got to recognize what the gift that God has already given to us, the gift that he's already given to us. He has given us a gift in the form of his only begotten Son. Then he sent the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? We got to recognize that we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency and the power may be of God and not of us. But we got the Holy Ghost, and we work that thing out, and we begin to think that we're doing it, man. I've been there, man. We think it ain't Holy Ghost, man. It's my ghost. You know what I'm saying? It's my ghost, man. I'm doing this thing here. And, man, you can't come to God like that, man. If you know the gift of God and who that it is that give you the drink, man, you would actually giving you living water, man. You drink of that water, man, you won't perish, man. You'll mortify the deeds of the flesh, man. So many people in this hour, man, and I just declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus Christ, man, that you make that crooked place in your life, allow it to be straight tonight, amen. Allow it to be straight to life. Come alive to God. Deny yourself. Shake off pride. Shake off a puffed upness, high mindedness, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shake that off, amen. Instead of they don't receive your peace, shake the dust off your feet and go about your business, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you heard the prophet on tonight, amen. You know, the man of God joining us, amen. And we definitely bless God, amen. And you know, this ain't definitely ain't the last you heard of him, amen. But we bless God on tonight. It's a word for somebody. Hallelujah, God. It's a word for somebody now. It's a word for the nations, amen. You can't get this thing overnight. If we had to use a theme tonight, it got to be, you can't get this thing overnight. what the man of God say? You got the valley that you going through. Stop trying to go around that valley, man. He said, man, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. So if you, many of us, we got the rod and the staff, and we still don't want to go through the valley. This should not be so.
And
not where God's presence is, not where God's power is. Hallelujah.
Just,
go ahead, brother.
And I just, on the night, man, I just, you know, man, I just share a quick testimony, man, that, you know, man, that God is real, man, and, you know, God has me talking about the valid things tonight, folks, because, you know, man, God just restored my marriage, man, you know, as a prophet of God, man, and, you know, man, I just share a true, deep testimony on tonight, man. The prophet, man, I was really going shipwrecked, man, and it was a blessing, man, that God sent the prophet Faith Walker, man, in my life, man. You know, it was a true blessing, man, that God sent this man, man. And, you know, man, it's like, man, see, this is why I tell people to, you know, that don't put your mouth on God, people, and, you know, don't always try to look at a man's sin because, you know, man, going through my valleys, man, and going through my shipwreck, man, God allowed me to learn so much spiritually, you know, and I know that sounds crazy, but see, it's different strokes for different folks. That's why you can't place your mouth on people's things. You see what I'm saying? Because see, you so caught up in your pride for self, and you so caught up on talking about somebody instead of uplifting somebody and edifying somebody. God allowed you to be their footstool. God footstool you right up under them, and now you see what I'm saying? It seemed like that they have it all together. No, it's not that they had it all together. They had a contract heart. You see what I'm saying? They had a broken spirit. There was a person after God's own heart. And in this testimony that I share with you, saints, that, you know, man, I'm young. I'm a young prophet of God. I'm 25 years old, and it's so many things that I have prophesied, and I mean, it's accurate. You know, God is he's right on time. But man, the man of God, man, I was going shipwrecked, man. I was, you know, man, I left my wife. It was things, man, that I wasn't understanding as me left my wife, man. I failed on some things, man, the fornication, man, just all kind of things, man. That the man of God, man, I was going shipwrecked. I mean, at this time, I still was preaching God's word. I still was doing shows, and man, it just was like I was looking for comfort. You see what I'm saying? It just was like I was looking for comfort, but man, it's like God allowed me to meet Prophet Faith Walker, man. And you know, man, this man came down here, man. I took this man to my wife, man, and man, this man, we prayed, man, with some things, man, and man, God just allowed my marriage, man, to be restored, man. God, he really did, man. So, man, I just thank God, man, for the man of God tonight, man. And you know, even when I went shipwrecked, man, some of the things that I was doing, I was not at all so much heavy in fornication to where it was like, you know, I just was really dwelling in sin. I mean, just a stone cold sinner, you know, but it was times that I was really, you know, falling short, you know, at months of a time. You know, it was times, months was passing by, and at times, man, I just would fall, you know. But, man, like I said, when I met the prophet, man, Faith Walker, the first day, man, we ever met, man, when the man told me his testimony, man, I was with a woman, man, when the man told me his testimony, man, and that same day I cut that woman off. That same day I stopped talking to that woman. That same day, man, I put so many things behind me, man. So, man of God's out there, I encourage you, man of God, that every woman that say she's in the church, man, be careful, man, because, you know, man, it's like, you know, man, the Jezebel spirit is out. So, you know, man, I just encourage every man of God out there, man, be careful, man, with these church women, man. Be careful, man, counseling these women, man, alone, man, because in this hour, man, you know, man, women are very vulnerable in this hour. Women are looking for love, man. Looking for love, man. You got so many men, they hurting women. You got so many other men already that we're either dead or locked up. You see what I'm saying? You got more women in the church now than the men. You see what I'm saying?
That's right, man.
You a man of God, and a woman see your anointing, man, the anointing attracts. You see what I'm saying, man? You got women. They, They want a man of God out there, man. Women, man, they want a man that's going to take charge. They want a man that's going to stand. Women are looking for
Jesus.
Man. So I encourage you. I encourage you, man, of God out there, man, to pray, man, fast, man. Make yourself accountable to somebody, man. Get up under somebody, man, that's going to really hold you accountable, man, to some things, man. I just encourage the saints out there, man. Keep your mouth off people. Keep your mouth off people and they sin. Keep your mouth off people and they sin. Because David did some things and he sinned, but he never missed the mark of God. See, David never missed the mark of God. See, David, he did some things and he sinned, but he kept chasing God. He never disobeyed God and never deviated from what God told him to do. See, Saul deviated from what God told him to do. That's why God fired him, but I still allow him to work. See, God is the only booger that'll fire you, but he'll keep allowing you to work. So, man, my prayer, man, that the man be encouraged out there, my brother. Man, you know, and that's all I got to say, Prof.
Amen. Amen. I definitely bless God for you. I stand with you, Prophet. Amen. I stand with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And likewise, my background, amen, many years ago, falling short, defiling sisters, amen, doing it in the church. And God allowed a door to come open, amen, to where I had to be incarcerated, amen. And that's where God raised me up, amen. Raised me up when everybody said no. Hallelujah. God took up the plan, took up the charge, took up the case. God is a God of impossible. See, don't despise a brother or sister who is in a low place. Hallelujah. Don't think you so high, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Don't think you so high that God is only using you. And look down on that brother and sister who is in the project. Or look down on that brother and sister who are holding their shoes, but they praising God. But you think because you dressed to kill that you're so anointed.
Ooh.
And that God chose you and nobody else. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. So you need to check yourself. Tap yourself on the shoulder. Paul said, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Whether you be reprobate of mind. Hallelujah. When you're reprobate of mind, that's mean you're about to be on out of here, player. You're about to be on out of here. There's a lot of sisters in this hour who are hurting. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of brothers who are taking advantage of them in the church. The church has become a breeding ground. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. It has become a breeding ground for men to take advantage of sisters, amen, in this hour. So, woman of God, don't have yourself so high in the clouds, amen, that you're ignorant to gain because you want somebody to love you. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. You want somebody to love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You wait on God. Them that wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. He'll give you a new strength, amen. Hallelujah. He'll regenerate you. Hallelujah. In this hour, amen, got to strengthen yourself. If they're not anointed, then wait. A true man of God will never compromise your integrity, your holiness. Never contaminate the anointing. Hallelujah. You're listening to brothers, amen, who've been there. Hallelujah. Who've been there. Hallelujah.
And off of that one thing that he said, man of God, man, that's so true, man. At this valley, man, as being a young prophet of God, man.
Come on, talk about it, brother.
At this valley, man, that I just came through, man, I just really learned my value and my worth, man, who I am in God, man. Man, that's
Jesus.
Important. God, man, what the man of God, man, said about compromise, man, don't compromise your salvation or your soul, man, for no woman, man. No woman, man. You can't try to turn a puppy into a grown pit bull overnight. It's, man, if you got your puppy on your team, man, you need to be a pit bull and man up strong enough to go through that valley with her. If you're going to take on that, that's what I had to learn with my wife. See, I got to be, you know, I'm married to her, and I have to love her for who she is, man. And I have to go through that valley full thread with my wife, man, no matter what, man. Those vows, man, that I made, man, those vows, man, said through thick and thin, man, better or worse, man. Guess what, man? I really got to walk that out, and that's real. So guess what? If you ain't going to be about that life, if you ain't gonna really be about that life and be about them vibes that you about to commit and that you about to make, that's what you need to do, man. You don't need to try to raise that puppy into a pit bull, man. You need to wait on God, man. You need to wait on God, man. You just need to wait on the Lord, man, because that's even for sisters out there, man. Know your value and your worth, man, who you is, man. Treat yourself as a queen, man. Man, y'all come from deep backgrounds, man. Y'all come from Sarah, y'all mama, man. Man, y'all come from Queens, man. Us as men of God, man. Y'all better look at our priesthood, man. The things that we come from, man. We come from high priests, man. We come from royalty. We royalty. We already kings, man. We men of God, man. You see what I'm saying? And that's when we walk out the house, that's how we got to treat ourselves, man. In our homes, outside of our homes, when we wake up, we got to know, man, that we kings and queens, man, through Christ. We royalty. God paid the price for us, man. He bought us, man. Jesus became, man, this man, a man that was rich became poor so that we become rich, man. Man, this man died on the cross, man, for our sins.
And said,
Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
He
died on the cross for our sins and never complained, not one time. Not a bigger complaining came out of his mouth, but we complain when our bills can't get paid on time. We complain when our light bill can't be paid on time. But a year ago, 7 months ago when we first got saved, God spared us from death. God ain't kill us in that car accident. We laid down with that man and that woman. God ain't give us HIV. Some of us who done been in the streets, who should be doing 40 years, doing 50 years right now, God ain't even allow us to do no prison time. God walked us up out the case. Man of God's out there. Preachers out there. Ooh, God, I hear you. Preachers out there right now that I'm molested and I slept with 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds. God ain't even exposed you yet. God ain't even pulled the sheet off you yet. And you getting by night. Every night you getting by. God, man, stop what you're doing, man. Stop, man. Examine yourself, man. Think about who died for your sins on the cross. Think about that little girl whose life you gonna ruin for the next 10 years old until she really get to know Christ and meet Christ for who she is. You see what I'm saying? And let's examine ourselves, man. I just on the night, man, online, man, to the world, man, Lord. I just ask you to forgive me, God, as being as a young prophet, Lord, for every woman, God, that I ever made stumble, God. Even though I never practiced your sin, God, and the word and sin weekly, God, and sin just was on my mind and just woke up and sin. I just dedicated my life to point, even though that was not my lifestyle, God, for the mistakes that I did make with woman of God. Father, forgive me. Lord, forgive me, God, and restore the hearts of those women, God. Restore the hearts of those women as me being the man of God, oh, Lord God. Manipulating certain women, oh, Lord God. Manipulating certain women of God, oh, Lord God, Jesus, to get to where I need to be, trying to deviate from valleys, trying to use women to bring me out of things that you wanted me to go through, God. I just ask you to forgive me. I know I already asked you to forgive me, Lord, but I just put it on air, man. Show people, man, how real, man, God is, man, and how God can restore a situation, man. God, allow my wife to forgive me for everything that I did. God, allow my wife to forgive me. God, touch my wife's heart. God, allow my wife to forgive me, man. So people out there know, man, God is the only booger that can fire you and allow you to keep working. So ask yourself tonight, Lord, did you fire me but got me still working for you? God, is I'm truly, really operating in your Holy Spirit, because, see, gifts come without repentance. God allow you to prophesy all day, but that ain't him. Ain't got nothing to do with you, but you're around your prophets talking about your God. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? So, man, I'm just a living testimony, man. Anything somebody want to been through, man, and anything somebody think they're going through, I stand today as a prophet of God, man, that I done been through any valley, man, that I can possibly think it is. When it comes from the streets, man, I done robbed folks. I done shot folks. You know, man, I done smoked dirties. I done popped pills, man. I done sold dope. You know, man, I done took on people mamas. You know, man, I done been there, man, and I done that. And it's some things that I have suffered through Christ. So, man, I just encourage the people tonight, man, that it's just an hour, man, to not play with God. And I stand as a prophet of God tonight that, God, I'm done playing with you in all areas of my life. I give it back to you, Paul.
Hallelujah. We bless God on the night. I think it's only right, amen, that we go into prayer at this time, amen, while the Spirit of God is just flowing. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We come as unworthy vessels, Lord God. Lord God, we need you in this hour, Lord God. Lord God, examine our hearts, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's in us that's not right, Lord God, we ask that you take it out of us, Lord God. Purify us, purify us, Lord God. Lord God, do a work in us, Lord God. Do it for us, Jesus. Lord God, you are the head of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, make us holy vessels, Lord God, worthy of your Spirit to dwell in, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, let you be formed in us, God. Let your lamb come forth in us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we lift our hands up, Lord God. We lift holy hands tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, bless your prophet, Lord God. Hallelujah, for being transparent, Lord God. For being real, Lord God, that's why you can use him, God. Hallelujah, God, that's why you use him, God. Because he's willing, Lord God, to suffer, Lord God, shame for your name, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, tonight, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, help us to be real in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah, not deceiving ourselves, God. Hallelujah, let us not get weary in well-doing, Lord God. For, Lord God, you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord God. Lord God, we let us be partakers of your divine nature, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, soften our heart and hearts, Lord God, this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. For you reign, Lord God, your majesty, Lord God. You do miracles, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we give you thanks, God. We give you honor and we give you the praise, God. Hallelujah, for what you brought us from, Lord God. Hallelujah, help us not to forget the cross, God. Hallelujah, let us not forget the cross, God, and focus so much on the glory, God. But let your glory be revealed in us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, let us become worthy of the sufferings, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord, that your birth a peaceable fruit, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you right now, God. Bless every apostle, Lord God, that are suffering for the gospel's sake, no, Lord God. No, not those that get away from filthy lucre, Lord Jesus. Lord God, bless your prophets, Lord God. Lord God, that those that declare, decree, and announce, Lord God. Lord, that does not dwelling in witchcraft, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your true prophet, Lord God. We thank you for Prophet Benson, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. Increase his wisdom, knowledge, and your understanding, Lord God. Lord God, even the national anointing, Lord God, that you placed on him, God. Hallelujah, God. Bless him, Lord God. Let the windows of heaven open up and pour windows, Lord God. Pour the waters out there, he have room not to contain, Lord God. Let it forever rain in his spot, Lord God, of your presence and your glory, Lord God. Lord God, you can always let him have a connection to your throne room, God, to bring the fire of God down, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless his wife, Lord God, the watchman, Lord God. Lord God, his watchman that you appointed, Lord God, in the marriage, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as she was in the spirit, Lord God, as he rests, Lord God. Praying for him, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for her, Lord God, Sister Tone, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Bless CBT on the night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God, wherever he's at, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Do a work in him, Lord God. Raise him up continuously, Lord God. Birth out obedience, Lord God, to your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise and honor, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, bless Redeeming on tonight, Lord God, even as he travels, Lord God. Lord God, bless my own tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Bring forth obedience, Lord God. And conform it to your image, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, to be servants of you, God. Hallelujah, God. To make ourselves, Lord God, unification of your spirit, God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you for this broadcast on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, let the people, Lord God, that are here by divine appointment, Lord Jesus, Lord God, be in the place, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, let their hearts, Lord God. Lord God, let it be received, the seed of the word of God, Lord God, that's released by your prophets, Lord God, in this hour, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. Bless Pastor Nathan, Lord God, on tonight. Lord God, let it, Lord God, continue to do the work, Lord God, in the ministry, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you're shaking up the airwaves, God. Lord God, let that sinner, Lord God, that's in fornication, Lord God, turn from their sin, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, turn from their sin, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are in adultery, Lord God, let them turn away from God. Lord God, look toward God, holy temple, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, we give you praise and honor, Lord God. Lord God, you're worthy, God. Hallelujah, God, we just bless you on tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord God, with tears, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. The garment of praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you on tonight, God. Keep us forever in your care, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless your prophet. See you next week, man.
Yes, sir.